Amen. Thank you, Trev. Good morning. Yeah, this morning I've had on my heart dependence on God, and the fact that we live in a world where a lot of the time it's not something that is maybe at the forefront of our mind, because things like food and clothing is, for a lot of us, not something that we rely on God for as much. It's just something that we can easily know that we're going to go home and there's going to be food in, or I can pop to the shops and get food. And I've just been really challenged by that, because we should be depending on God constantly. So that's what we're going to look at today. I had a few questions on my mind. One of them was, what is it like to be fully reliant on God in an environment of plenty? Do our souls truly long for God and an intimacy with him? If we look at Proverbs 3, that's 5 to 6, if this is, it was off, sorry, Neil. There we go. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. I think this verse quite literally says that we should not be depending on ourselves. And that is in the simplest thing, like what we're going to be wearing, what we're going to be eating that day. We need to depend on God in all we do. But even in my personal experience, and I'm sure some people can probably relate, I find that some days I depend on God in everything, but the next day I hardly acknowledge him. So I put together a bit of a line graph there for some of the visual learners. But I think it does represent what our dependence on God can be like. So on Monday, for example, it could be a day where I've had a big family crisis or something like that, or something's gone completely wrong. So my dependence on God is completely 10 out of 10. Without him, I feel like I cannot get through the day. I'm practically crying out to God. Like, I'm on my knees in prayer. This day, I can't see how I'm going to get through it without him. But then it gets to Tuesday, and the troubles of Monday are behind me, and God provided. That was great. And Tuesday, I may just be at home. I may just be having a lazy day watching TV. I don't feel like I need God this day. There's no crisis. I don't need to depend on him for anything here. I'm just getting on with my day. So I can go from depending on God at 10 out of 10 down to not depending on him at all. And it maybe it's back up to a 5 on a Wednesday. On Thursday, we're down to a 1 again. But the thing that struck me was that actually our dependence on God should be more like this. It should be a constant, no matter whether there's a crisis or whether, you know, something, life is great and we're not really, you know, in any turmoil or anything. Actually, our dependence on God should be consistent. In Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 6, it says this: cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength, and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert, with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made their Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. We need to lean and press into God consistently. Pressing into him, allowing him to be a part of the decisions we make, being in constant conversation with him. And that's hard to do. Like, this week, I had to depend on God a lot, just trying to prepare what I wanted to say. And I'm a very nervous person, so things like this are very out of my comfort zone. So my dependence on God was probably at a 10 out of 10, whereas there's quite likely that tomorrow, when maybe I'm not planning for this, that my dependence on God might go down to a 2. But how do I keep that consistency? And it is pressing into him. It's allowing him to be a part of every decision I make. Am I going to walk to work or get the bus. It's simple things. It's just allowing him to be with you. He walks with us, but it's almost like we only acknowledge him when we need him. It's like you're walking with someone and you're in your own little world until suddenly something comes up and, oh, I do need to talk to you right now. But it should be that we're talking to God constantly, all the time. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. The more that we involve God and depend on him in everything that we do, the more we desire him, the more we are grateful for his presence because we start to miss spending time with him, the more we see fruit in our lives. I think for me that is true. If I go away for some training with you for Christ, for example, sometimes we go away for a whole week and it's worship every morning and it's teaching throughout the day, and I'm just so in love with Jesus that week because I'm just spending so much time with him and I'm worshiping him every morning, and it's something that he's my main focus for the week. Yet I can sometimes get back from that, get back into my everyday life, and it's just like, it's like this crash. But I can still do that. I can still worship him when I'm in my room at home. I can worship him doing the washing up if I put my mind to it. Let all that you do be done in worship with what you put your mind to it. You know, I can put some worship music on and be worshiping God as I'm walking to work. I can still have that same consistent relationship with him. I don't have to be at my training where there's, you know, live worship and great teaching. I can do it on a week where I'm not even with other Christians. It also says, cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. And I think in our day and age, we trust stuff. We trust our money, our wealth, gadgets, phones. And we grow attached to them. I've got my phone in my pocket right now. It's something I always have with me. And I think that's a lot the same for a lot of people. We have our money with us. We trust it. We know it's there. And when we don't have it, there's something missing. It doesn't feel right. If I leave the house and my wallet's at home, what am I going to do? It's the end of the world. How am I going to get home? You know, haven't got my phone. How am I going to contact people? We depend on it. And we let this stuff start to consume our everyday lives, spending more time on Facebook than reading God's word. I was watching a preacher, some of you may have heard of him, Stephen Furtick. And he said once, you cannot fill your head with Facebook and then ask God to cancel out the negative and empty comments and opinions to provide you with his peace. And I think what he's trying to say is God's peace comes from pressing into him and putting him above everything else. We can't be dependent on worldly things like our phones and our wallets. He wants us to have him as our main priority and him to be our dependence. The rest of the stuff flows from that. He wants intimacy with us, and he wants it one-on-one intimacy, full attention, dependence, and trust. Love you a bit of Homer Simpson. It's easy to begin depending on ourselves when we lose heart in expecting God to answer our prayers. We live in a world where the culture and society we live in expect immediate gratification. We expect things instantly, at the click of a button. A few days ago, I was FaceTiming a friend, and he was in Dubai at the time, and I was sat downstairs, my phone starts ringing, and just by pressing a button, and we were face-to-face, chatting. He was on the other side of the world, showing me where he was. But it was instant. I didn't have to wait. I didn't have to, you know, really press into it. I didn't have to sit and wait. You know, it was just click a button, there it is. And it's almost that the technology that we've developed means that because we're so drawn, used to being so expectant on things happening instantly, we expect God to be like that as well. But God's a God of patience. We sometimes then fend for ourselves. We try to do things without God because sometimes depending on God requires us to be patient. And then we seem to think that because I want it now, as Homer says there, we try and figure out a way of doing it ourselves. I don't want to depend on God because I need this problem solved now. I need it solved today. Yeah, I know God can solve it, but if he's asking me to wait a few weeks, that's not good enough. It's almost like we have the audacity to turn to the person who created us and say, I know better than you. I need this sorted now. I'm going to figure a right way of doing this. I'm going to sort this problem out on my own because it needs to be sorted now because I'm impatient and I want to sort it. But sometimes God says, wait, and it seems like he's distant. But I really don't think he is. Patience is key sometimes. Be patient, depend on God. I think one quote that I found was, patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one that we have in mind. Because we can often expect things instantly, we can sometimes give up on praying. I certainly have. Sometimes I've been praying for weeks for something and I've just seen no result. So I just figure prayer's obviously not the answer. That's obviously not what I'm supposed to be doing. And how wrong am I? We pray and then try and find ways of sorting things out ourselves. So a wise old man named Ricky once turned to me and he shared a story. He's going to listen to that. It's great. He's not here, but it's fine. He shared a story with me. A little young girl, who lived in a village in Africa, and this village had been praying for practically months for rain. They needed the rain. They were out every evening in a big huddle, and they would pray. They would pray their hearts out and expect rain, but nothing happened, and the ground was dry. And this went on for weeks, for months, of just praying the same prayer and not seeing any fruit. Until one day, a little girl in the village, after they'd all gone to pray, they'd all gone back to do their own thing, gone to work, whatever. This girl thought, no, you know what? I've prayed for rain. She went inside and she grabbed an umbrella and stood outside in the boiling heat and put the umbrella up. And she stood there with this umbrella. That evening it rained. That's quite powerful, I think, because That's exactly what we do. We pray, we pray, we pray. But do we expect God to do what he says? We need to pray with expectance. To be dependent on God, we need to press into him daily, wholeheartedly, believing that he will provide as he says. This is true faith. How much do you believe that God will provide in the way that you want him to? Is it just a prayer because you're desperate? Or are you praying with full faith that God will provide my needs? God will help me in this situation. He will sort this relationship out. How much are you expecting him to provide in your dependence? Thing is, I personally really struggle with depending on God when everything seems great. It's easy to depend on God when things are not going my way or when I'm in crisis, but I'm fortunate enough, like many of us, to not have to worry where my next meal's coming from. And I still live at home, so a lot of the time it's cooked for me, which is great. But I don't wake up in the morning and have to travel miles just to get a glass of water. I can get up and go downstairs and make a coffee like that, and it's ready for me in 5 minutes. It's not something I'm depending on God for. And I think that the parallel are people who do live in countries where they don't have as much and their dependence and faith. We see revival in countries across the world where there's a lack of the material wealth. And we think, why is there so much revival out there and all this, the faith out there is incredible, but they are dependent on God for everything, whereas we almost don't have to. So how do we still see that? And I think it all links in with being grateful. Gratefulness. What would today look like if you only had the things you gave thanks for yesterday? Sometimes I would have nothing because I completely forget to give thanks to God for anything. Thank you, Lord, for this meal. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes I'm wearing. Thank you, Lord, for the person I bumped into today. Thank you, Lord, that I can afford to get the bus. Thank you, Lord, for the people I work with. Gratefulness is key. because material wealth shouldn't birth spiritual poverty. We shouldn't be spiritually poor because we are materially, we have material wealth. Does that make sense? The more that I have shouldn't mean that my relationship with God isn't as strong as it was maybe when I didn't have as much and I'm calling out to him, Lord, I need money, I need this, Lord, provide for me. I think to start really depending on God in everything, it is just about gratefulness. It's about thanking him for friends, for family, for the fact that we gather in this building, this structurally sound building, you know, we have the freedom to do so. We're here together. We're a family. There's a lot of us. Most of us, we're going home. We're spending time with family today. We have coffee and tea at the back. How can I be grateful for that? And I think it's about ingraining that into every day, writing down what we're grateful for. And a simple way to reflect maybe would just be to do that now. There's sheets of paper that the stewards have got that are just going to pass around. And for the children as well, there's one here that says, what am I thankful to God for and who am I thankful to God for? Let's leave them there. Just simply writing down things that we're grateful for, people we're grateful for. Turning our heart of, you know, getting on with it into a heart of gratefulness. And I think that allows us to start depending on God. The more we're grateful, the more the fruit comes. The fruit that it talks about at the start in that verse. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. They never stop producing fruit. Sometimes it's just stripping it back down to the basic fact that Jesus died for us and being just grateful again for that, showing our gratitude for that. I think we just often, it is just like we sometimes just forget things. But we need to be dependent on God. He's the one that has the answer. He's the one that's going to solve the problem. He's going to help you out of the financial crisis you're in. He's going to drag you out of the dark period in your life that you're in. Depression, anxiety, depend on God. But really depend on God. Expect him to be able to pull you out of it. Even if you're just clinging onto him with your pinky finger, that's enough. He's got you. I'm just going to pray, and as I do that, as the paper comes around, just pick a pen and just maybe just write the things that you're really grateful for God for today, the people you're grateful to God for. And maybe this week, just really keep thinking about that. And it might just be the simplest thing. Wow, God, thank you for this bus journey. Thank you for a safe journey. Lord, thank you for that person who blessed me. And I think that really helps us to have a heart like him. I'm just going to pray. Yeah, Lord, help us to have hearts like you. Help us to be grateful. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. That, Lord, when you died on the cross, that you took all of our sins. Lord, I pray that we depend on you in the worst situations, Lord, whether that is something to do with mental health or a family crisis, Lord, or a financial crisis. Lord, I just pray that you do provide, but we expect it as well. We have our full trust in that. Lord, that we start to depend on you in everyday life, in everything that we do, that we're in constant conversation with you, Lord. Lord, help us to be grateful. And thank you that we can gather here freely, Lord, as well. And that we have family here. Thank you for the relationships that people have with one another. Lord, open up our eyes to the things that we need to be more grateful for as well. Amen. Great. If Trev just wants and the band just want to come back up. Just in this time as we respond, just spend this time with God, thanking him for all he's done. Allow him to maybe challenge you on what maybe we need to be more grateful for. I've been really challenged because it's so easy to be ungrateful and it's not an intentional thing. But just allow him to show you how much we need to depend on him. He created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. I'm just going to do that.